Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw y'all out there lined up 2-3 miles deep waiting to get into the Mall of America for Black Friday so you could take advantage of those deals. I saw you bundled up spending money you didn't have. I saw you. I'm not mad at you. I'm all about the doorbuster deals too. But I want everyone listening to take that same energy for today. Today is just as important as Black Friday. For those of you who don't know, and many of you do, today is Small Business Saturday. Yeah, it's a day set aside after Black Friday for folks to go out and support and buy and patronize and shop and spend money with small businesses. Now listen, small businesses are the backbone of this country. And in order for our economy to do and be better, we have got to shop small. That's the hashtag that the Small Business Administration is using. Hashtag shop small. In 2023, projected spending in the U.S. from those who shopped at small businesses on Small Business Saturday was around $17 billion. $17 billion last year. That is going to make such an impact. I'm not saying don't go over to Target and get what you need. I'm not saying don't take advantage of those doorbusters, but I'm saying seek out, search, look for small businesses that you can support right here in the Twin Cities. And shop there for your Christmas gifts, for toys for your kids. You know, and the thing about small businesses is they can offer something that is so unique that you can't get anywhere else. When I got the Emmy a couple of months ago, my mom was in town and she had a dress on and somebody else had on her dress. They sure did. She watched herself coming and going. I bought mine from a small business owner. And I didn't have to worry about anybody looking like me. And I was able to support that business owner who has employees, who has rent to pay along with the mortgage, business taxes, as well as personal taxes. It's about helping our neighbors. This is the Good Neighbor Station. So I want all of us to go out and find businesses to support. And, you know, for those of you who are texting me now and saying, where can I go? What's going on today? Let me tell you about Holidays on Nicolet, where you can shop local right in downtown Minneapolis. Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Is going on now through December 22nd. And, you know, who do they have there? What's available? Let me tell you something. If you are a boss and you got a lot of ladies working for you and you want to get them something, but you want to get each of them something individual, unique, and different, I would suggest that you get down to Holidays on Nicolet. It's going to be open today until 5 o'clock. And you have got to find Tanika Graves because she does some amazing work. She has beautiful earrings and oh my God, it is just beautiful. They're handcrafted. She puts them together. They're colorful. They're unique. They're an amazing gift idea or stocking stuffer. And they're not expensive at all. And it gives you an opportunity to get down there, shop small, Support your local business owners. This woman started with a dollar and a dream, and I am so grateful that she is joining us today on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Tanika Graves, folks know you on social media as Gifted Hands Tanika. Thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you are there now at the shop, the Holidays on Nicolet, where folks can go today to shop local in downtown Minneapolis. The shop is going to be there until 5 o'clock. It's kind of a pop up. Talk to me about the atmosphere. Tell me what's going on. Where exactly is it on Nicolet?
Well, it's located in the YMCA building, 651 Nicolet Avenue, right on Nicolet Mall, on the corner of 6th Street right there. But the YMCA, we're in the actual YMCA, but it's the bottom of the YMCA, so they're not using it. I believe it was maybe a yoga studio of some sorts, but this is where the store is located.
And so your earrings and your crafts are there. Now, talk to me about your company. What exactly do you do? What do you sell?
So I'm a multidisciplinary artist for the Twin Cities. And so a lot of times I do murals and commission work. But during the holidays, I tend to focus on my wood burning. And so it's actually just small wearable art. It's actually I use a burner that goes about 1,200 degrees to burn my earrings. So I do the design myself. I hand painted and hand burned it.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a small work of art.
It is beautiful. Wearable art. And the thing is that it's so unique. Like, I have, you know, 9 podcasters who work with me, and 5 of them are women. And so I can get each one of them a pair of your earrings for Christmas as a little stocking stuffer when we have our holiday party on the 20th, and everybody will get something different. Talk to me about how you put these designs together for your earrings.
Well, all the designs are designed by me. And so with me doing artwork, I kind of tend to think like things on earrings. Sometimes it's abstract art, or sometimes just to go with different color variations. So if color is in for the season, I tend to do a lot of earrings that go with the colors for the outfits that they're putting out in the stores and everything. And then some of the ideas I have, I just come up. They come to me at night. I sketch them out, and then I go from there.
My God, they are absolutely beautiful. You have them posted on your Facebook page. I just posted them on my social media pages. We're talking to Tanika Graves. She is right now, if you want to shop local, at the Holidays on Nicolet. We'll be there today until 5 o'clock, but it's going on every Tuesday through Sunday through December 22nd, right there at Nicolet Mall at the bottom floor of the YMCA building. They've got it all decked out. There's trees, there's vendors, and Tanika is one of them. Now, Tanika, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I know you're busy because a lot of folks are going to be coming up and buying your earrings and artwork. I want to talk to you about some of the other stuff you have available, but I also want to ask you why it is important for folks to shop local on Small Business Saturday. More with Tanika when we come back. It is 12:18. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Al Shock is in the newsroom bringing you the latest on news, weather, and information that's happening in our community. Josh Wheeler is back at the studio, and we're so excited to welcome Lindsey Brown. We'll be talking to her a little bit later in the show at 1:30. She is joining me. She's going to be the new producer, and we're going to have a good old time. We got to break her in. I'm going to try to be gentle, but I'm just hoping that Henry Lake or Jason DeRussia handed her the I Work with Shaletta handbook, because otherwise, you know, I cannot be responsible if she has not studied and know what's to come. OK, that's going to be on her. But I'm just prayerful that when she looks in her box, that handbook is there. Chris Schaefer had it. I think they convinced him to stick around. I'm not sure, but I'm hopeful that she has that handbook. We'll go over some of the things in the I Work with Shaletta handbook. You don't want to miss that. That's coming up at 1:30. Now, we are going to get you guys all squared away so you can know where to go and where to shop for Small Business Saturday. Listen, I know it's cold. But I want you to warm up the pocketbooks of the small business owners in our community, because they need you in order to not just survive, but to thrive. And I've got Tanika Graves on the line. She is in downtown Minneapolis at the Holidays on Nicolette. This pop-up is going on until the 22nd of December. She's there today until 5 o'clock. I wanted to kick my show off with you, Tanika, because it is so important for people to shop locally. Talk to me about the impact that Small Business Saturday is going to have on your business.
Well, I think it will take us through the end of the quarter for businesses. The thing is that during pop-ups, it puts us at a highlight. And so a lot of times during the year, you don't get that same access to advertising in or pop-up shops. So this Small Business Saturday and being downtown is great for me and for business, because I get to have people purchase things from me that may not have access to me or know about me. And so even if anyone's not purchasing anything, they'll know who I am if they come into the store and see my artwork and purchase with me later. So it's a good marketing advertisement overall for a small business.
And especially around this time of year, folks have to buy gifts anyway. You know, we're not trying to get them to turn away from their big box retailers. You know, those organizations, those companies, those corporations, they have their place, right? We got to get that case of toilet paper. We got to get that case of mayonnaise. We got to get that, you know, that big screen TV, because we got the teenagers. They want the Xbox. They want the games. But listen, you got somebody you got to buy earrings for. You got somebody you got to buy a bracelet for. You know, Tanika, you have artwork, you have rings, and folks can come and check you out at the Holidays on Nicolette. If they're listening and driving around, they can jump by there today. You're going to be there till 5 o'clock. But again, it is through the season, through this holiday season until December 22nd. And talk to me about some of the things that you have. I'm sorry. People saying, it's just earrings. They texted me now. All you talking about is earrings. It's more than earrings, but I personally just love your earrings, because I'm a bald head baddie, and so I have to have something on my ears to take attention from the fact that I don't got no hair. So I love your earrings, because you know, it just accents and highlights me and my face. Some of them are colorful, and with me not having hair or hairstyles or anything else, you know, this your earrings just help me stand out, especially when I'm on TV and, you know, I'm taking pictures for the newspaper or whatever. You know, folks always saying, oh my God, where'd you get those earrings? But talk to me about some of the other things that you have on sale at the pop-up.
I also have some of my artwork. I have one of the larger pieces of artwork, but I have more smaller prints, being that this is a craft shop, a craft store, so there's things that they don't want large amounts of artwork. And so I just have one of my larger pieces that's about, I think it's 22 by 30. And then the rest are actual prints of artwork I've done in the past.
And so talk to me about your artwork. What are some of the pieces? Give me some of the names, because somebody was saying somebody's texting me now. They want to get something for their grandmother to put up on the wall. So talk to me about some of the artwork that's available.
So a lot of my artwork is colorful, and it's usually about family. I'm family oriented. So everything about me when I do art is usually included. A lot of times I do community engagement activities also around the state. And so I tend to do a lot of things with beauty and children and kids. And so it's reflective in my artwork.
Yes, I love it. I love all the work that you have out there. We're talking to Tanika Graves. She is right now at the Holidays on Nicolette. It's a pop-up holiday shop. It's Small Business Saturday. You've got gifts you got to buy for your coworkers, your friends, your employees, your employer. You can get down there and, you know, check out some of the things that Tanika and so many of the other vendors have available. Because like Tanika was saying, Small Business Saturday, is the one time where they can get promotion, they can get opportunities, and people are intentional about patronizing and shopping and buying from small business owners. And now, Tanika, you know, I just got a text from somebody who says they want to see these earrings. They're bald headed baddie like I am, but they can't get down there today. How can people reach you if they can't get down to the holidays on Nicolette pop-up shop?
Well, my socials, I go by TRG Gifted Hands, so I can easily be found online. I have a wood burning studio over in St. Paul at the Black Healing Arts Center. So a lot of times individuals can come into my shop, you know, and come and shop as well. I just don't keep open hours because I work out of there. But that's my place of residence. I'm the artist resident over there. So at any time they can come drop by. I also have online store through Etsy. But a lot of times during the holidays, I shut it down because I can't keep up with the orders and having three different stores where I have pop-up shops. It's just busy, and I'm creating everything by hand, so I'm not a machine, you know. So there's certain things I have to lay back on, but right now it's just be here for the month, but they also can contact me online.
And, you know, I love the fact that everything is individual, individually created. You know, I was talking earlier about, you know, when I was at the Emmys a couple of months ago, my mama had a dress on and she walked right up to a lady with her dress on. And they were looking like twins, like they were supposed to be there together, right? And, you know, that's what happens when you shop at the big box stores. But when you want something personal and you want something special, you know, that's that love that you can get from a small business owner where they create some earrings with you in mind, or a bracelet. You know, I love your bracelets as well. You know, and you don't have to see it anywhere, and it's unique, and people are going to be asking, where'd you get that from? You know, and then, you know, that's how, you know, the business spreads. That's how small business owners, you know, can make their mark, and you can be a part of that. And talk to me about, you know, the importance of, you know, word of mouth and growth. You know, somebody comes and shops with you, they wear the earrings to church tomorrow, and everybody's asking about them.
Well, yeah, that's the great thing. I've been in business. I've been doing wood burning for about 8 years now. It might be 10 years now. And so it started out where I was just doing workshops, but then you get people asking about, like, hey, where did you get that artwork from, or this, that, and the third. And then it started into, like, well, I guess I'll sell it instead of just actually teaching people how to do it. And it's just been moving around, and people ask where you can get things from. And years later, and now I've been doing this for 8 years and still selling my earrings, you know. So I figure if I'm still creating and selling my earrings, I'm doing something right.
Yeah, I mean, the artwork that you put together on these earrings is a canvas in itself. I know that when I wear them, I feel so much more confident. I feel beautiful, and I feel like I'm really making an impact, because I know that the money went directly to you so that you can keep creating, so that you can stay in business, so that you can still continue to do your teaching. And, you know, one of the things about being a Black woman in business is that, you know, we don't just do it to make the money, but, you know, we do a lot of giving back. And I want you to talk about that in any time. And I just have to say thank you, because anytime I'm doing anything in community, anytime I'm, you know, ask people to come, whether it's Black Entrepreneurs Day or the Black Women's Brunch or anything, you are always there. And, you know, you have blessed me so much with your presence and my personalized earrings. But, you know, let's kind of just touch on that, because I know that you do so much work in the community, so much giving back. I was like, how's she making any money? Because she's giving everything away. She's teaching free classes. She's giving these earrings. Okay, what, girl, you going to be broke.
So talk
to me about that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this is a big thing. I don't know. I love community. I love family. And so anytime I can pour into someone and support them, I show up, you know, because I want people to show up for me. And so when you show up for people, people notice, you know, and then if they don't, then it's too bad. But I make it a point to show up for my fellow artists, fellow women, you know, especially women of color in my community. We need it. The children need it. They need guidance. So me doing my art residencies and working with the groups I work with right now, the Black Healing Art Center, like it pulls on my heartstrings, and it's something that I keep on doing. And so, I can probably be a millionaire if I sold my art and did some abstract stuff, but I like to do stuff in the community. So that's kind of where my home base is to continue doing things with the community, because they kind of love me back, you know, when needed. So.
Yeah, I can't thank you enough. And I want people to get out there and support Miss Tanika Graves. She is over at the Holiday Shops on Nicolette, right there at the bottom of the YMCA on that first level. You get over there and it's all decorated. It's beautiful. And you will find her, see her artwork. And again, this is not just today. This is going on through December 22nd. So for those of you who can't get down there today, you still have time. You still have time. Small Business Saturday is the launching pad. It's the jumping off. It's the opportunity for you to know where these artists are and how you can get out there and support them. Tanika, thank you so much for being on the show and for the support that you have always shown me.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. And you all stick around. There's more to come.